Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Went down to Timber Alley.
Stevie Ray bringing us back to Late Great SRV. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. Mullings.com is his website. That's where you find his sober column, and if you ask nice, he'll send it to you. If you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. If you're a Republican, you're going to want to know what he says. I promise you, you'll thank me later. Rich, thanks again for being here. We talked about about Trump and the Republicans. We talked about the delegate situation. The curtain's been pulled off of the ugly parts of how delegates are chosen, and you explained that pretty darn well. Now let's talk about the Democrats. One of the things that it looks like that as Trump's closing out the deal on the Republican side, Hillary's doing the same thing on the Dem side, right?
Right, and the best sign of that is Bernie Sanders' announcement yesterday afternoon or last night that they're laying off 200.
But isn't that natural though? Once they leave states, isn't that natural? Or is it
No, what normally happens is you shift them to the states that are upcoming, You shift them to the convention. You put them on the convention payroll.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing: the last full time campaign I did was Fred Thompson, all the way back in 2008, and I calculated one day I'm making this up, but it's in the range, that it cost about $1,000 a day to keep a staff member on the payroll and on the road when you include their salary, their cell phone, their car, the office space, the housing, and $1,000 a day. So if he's got 200,000 people or 200 people that he doesn't need, that's $200,000 a day. A day.
Yeah. Oh, a day. Because $250,000 a day. Right. Right.
Yeah. Oh no. It's the money he raised $40 million. Well, this is why money flows into these campaigns and then rushes back out just like a tsunami.
Small business owners know about the burn rate.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, in the small business world, we understand that we are much more sensitive to that. But on the other hand, what we generally try to do is to try to, I mean, for many of us, we'll cut our salary before we lay somebody off.
Right. So Hillary's pretty much got locked up. What's Bernie likely to do? Is he gonna stay in it to the convention anyway to try to get her to pull her to more to the left?
Yes, I think
he's on a mission, isn't he?
Yeah, and it's a good mission for him. I don't agree with much of what he wants, but it's a good mission for him, and he's got.
I admire his authenticity.
Yeah, and he's got millions of people that have come out and vote for him because of his vision.
Yeah.
And just as we said earlier about the platform committee and all those other things, he will go to this convention without enough delegates to carry the day in terms of the nomination.
Right.
But he will have enough delegates to be able to at least have a spirited conversation what's in the platform that Hillary Clinton may not want to have to defend.
He can't be her VP nominee, though, can he?
No, I don't think so.
That's not going to happen.
You can't. You got to have somebody that you can have lunch with on Tuesday morning. And
so, what do you think? What do you think is going to be when Hillary's running against Trump? How do you think she's going to do?
Oh, I have no idea, Jim. I'm so bad about predicting these things. I have no.
But what kind of candidate she is.
I do, and now we know what kind of candidate Trump is. He's just indefatigable, and I think, as you were saying earlier, this whole thing about everybody's. The total age of the three candidates is about 700 when you add them together, and I think he's going to use her age against her, that she just doesn't have the strength. And when you listen to her with her raspy voice, and everything
she doesn't sound good.
And you look at those photos when she came off the road as being Secretary of State. I mean, she's fully 68, 69 years old. Trump doesn't look like he's 69 years old.
Right.
He doesn't act like it. That
makes a difference.
We'll see.
So any news at all on the email? I mean, she's got so much baggage, personal recent baggage. Never mind the old baggage, the old bilk baggage, the old White House baggage. She's got the emails. She's got the Benghazi issue. She's got the corruption with her own foundation issue.
Right.
What do you think? You know anything new on that?
Well, no, except that we do know that there is an informal, not even a rule, an informal convention at the U.S. Department of Justice that they will not issue indictments and do things like that if it would have an impact on an upcoming election.
How can they? But that what's that? That's, that
don't
makes
yell
my,
at me.
It makes my head explode.
I know, but
I'd be saying the same, Rich. I'd be saying the same thing if it was a Republican.
No, I understand.
The law is the law.
Well, it is, but then you run the risk of allowing politics to get in the way of the law.
So what do they do? They drop it? They indict it? Do they indict a president?
I'm not sure. I don't know that they had enough to indict her. If they had enough to indict her 6 months ago, they would have done that. I think so. Or we would have had, remember the Saturday Night Massacre under Nixon? People just got up and left when they wouldn't do what Nixon wanted.
Yep.
And I think that's what would happen at the FBI.
Maybe
if they had enough
so.
To issue an
probably
indictment.
So. I got to wrap it up. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Okay,
Rich Gaynor, ladies and gentlemen. Mullings.com. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.